The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Well, happy ice cream cone day. You didn't know that? You didn't know that today is the day that the ice cream cone made its worldwide debut? Can't believe this. Hey, welcome. Welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Rather than beginning with doom and gloom, fear, panic, hysteria, we're all going to die. I thought we would start with a little this day in history, maybe to uplift your spirits. I get these every day, but I usually don't look at them, and I don't know why, because I find them fascinating. But this day in history, April 30th. Well, I'll get to the ice cream cone here in just a moment. But back in 1789, George Washington was inaugurated as the first President of the United States. No, January has not always been Inauguration Day. In fact, the first Inauguration Day was this day, April 30th, 1789. Now, think about that. Declaration of Independence, 1776. We did not get a president inaugurated until 1789. This day in history, in 1798, the U.S. Department of the Navy was formed. This day in 1859, Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities is published for the first time in the literary periodical All the Year Round. Talk about a story that has made it through the years. 1859, A Tale of Two Cities, first published, not written, but first published. This is interesting. On this day, April 30th, 1885, the Boston Pops Orchestra was formed. Wow, 1885. This day, in 1903, the New York Highlanders hosted their first game. Or they later became the Yankees. Did you know? Hey, Jeff, Mr. Sports Authority over there, Did you know that the New York Yankees were first called the New York Highlanders? Did you know that?
I don't think I did.
I am shocked, Jeff. I am very, very disappointed in you. I thought you knew everything about sports.
Not everything, but I know a lot. But
now you know. 1903, the New York Highlanders played their first home game. And, Jeff, would you like to guess who they played in 1903? Their first home game.
I'm not sure who was it.
And they won. They won 6-2. You want to take a guess? The year is 1903. First home game, New York Highlanders, who became the Yankees. First home game, they won 6-2, and their opponent was?
I don't know. Who was it?
The Washington Senators. The Washington Senators, and they won 6-2. And then, maybe the most important thing that ever happened on April 30th, in the year 1904, the world was introduced to the first ice cream cone in 1904. How did the world survive all of those years without ice cream cones? Yep. Introduced to the world on this day in 1904, April 30th, 1939, the New York World's Fair opened. This day in 1939, Lou Gehrig set a Major League Baseball record playing his 2,130th consecutive and final game for the New York Yankees. Isn't that incredible? So 2,130 consecutive games, and this was his last game. On this day, April 30th, 1939. On this day, 1945, Adolf Hitler commits suicide. Or at least we believe so. There have been all kinds of conspiracy theories running around forever, but history records that on this day, Adolf Hitler committed suicide with his wife, Eva Braun, in a bunker in Berlin. On this day in 1947, Boulder Dam was renamed in honor of Herbert Hoover. It is now Hoover Dam. And then this. In 1952. Now, I was very, very young in 1952. Yes, I was alive and well. But I certainly don't remember this. Mr. Potato Head was the very first toy advertised on television. Mr. Potato Head. Now, I would imagine most of you do not remember the original Mr. Potato Head. Now, you can still get Mr. Potato Head, but it's not a potato. When it came out, you had plastic pieces that you actually stuck in a potato. That's why it was Mr. Potato Head. You got a potato out of the bin, and you got the noses and the mouths and the ears, and you stuck it in a real potato. Well, obviously, the reason for it going to all plastic is, well, they got rotten pretty quick. On this day, April 30th, 1972, the Arthur Godfrey time ended a 27-year run on the radio. Now, I find that hard to believe that in 1972, Arthur Godfrey was ending a 27-year run on the radio. You usually think by 1972, the radio dramas, the radio programs were long, long gone. And then, on this day, April 30th, in 1989, the World Wide Web was invented by Al Gore. No, No. That's, of course, that's what Al Gore said. But on this date in 1989, the World Wide Web is first launched in the public domain by the European Organization for Nuclear Research, and the scientist was Tim Berners-Lee. Yeah. So those are a few important, well, at least interesting dates on this day in history. George Washington inaugurated on this day as the first president of the United States. I did not know that. Well, I hope that brightens and lightens your day just a little bit. A bunch of pretty much useless information, but now you can dazzle your friends by quizzing them on what happened on this day in history. That is, if you remember any of the things that I just read to you. All right, quick break, and we'll be right back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a judge. Never will be. And I think this is case. It indicates why I probably will never be. I don't understand a lot of court decisions, and I guess I need to. But here is a case out of Kansas. Kansas has on their, in their laws, in their books, a requirement for voter ID. Okay, maybe I'm just dumb. Maybe I'm just out of touch. That just seems absolute common sense to me. One of the greatest privileges and responsibilities that we have as Americans is the right, the privilege, and the responsibility to vote. It is almost a sacred right here in America, and millions, literally millions, have died to protect our right to free, legal, unbiased, accurate elections. So Kansas, like some states, in fact, several states, have a requirement. You have to have some kind of voter ID, picture ID or whatever, when you go and vote. Well, why not? If you want to cash a check, you got to have ID. If you want drugs at the pharmacy, in order to set up an account, you have to have ID. You want to go to a bank and set up a checking account. In most banks, you have to provide photo ID. You want to go down to, and register a car. You have to have photo ID. I mean, photo IDs are required for dozens and dozens and dozens of things. So why not voting? And who is disenfranchised? In states where voter IDs are required, I believe that in every one of them, you can go get a photo ID free. A state-issued photo ID, you can get it free. So who would be disenfranchised? I hear this constantly. Minorities would be disenfranchised. Why? Are you saying that minorities are not smart enough to get a photo ID? Well, anyway, Here's the story out of Kansas. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision Wednesday upholding a lower court ruling that former Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach's proof of citizenship voter registration requirement was unconstitutional and violated motor voter law. The appellate judges said the Kansas statute violated the National Voter Registration Act and ruled in favor of the American Civil Liberties Union. The judges said, and I'm quoting, the judges said the significant burden imposed on voters wasn't justified by incredibly slight evidence that Kansas' interest in counting only the votes of eligible voters is under threat. So the Secretary of State in Kansas said, you know what? We only want to count the votes of eligible voters, which being a citizen is one of the requirements. So the Secretary of State says, you know what? It would probably be just a good idea only to vote the votes of eligible voters. What a strange, bizarre concept that would be. And the appellate judges said, nah, we're gonna throw it out. Governor Laura Kelly said the state of Kansas should cease the legal campaign to cling to an unconstitutional intrusion into the voting process. You see, there is a Republican Secretary of State who wants honest elections. Oh, my goodness! Yeah, wants honest elections. Kansas right now has a Democratic governor who just wants to count all the votes that she can possibly count. So the state evidently is going to appeal the decision because that's not the decision of the governor, but rather the Secretary of State. The governor said, I do not think the state should drop its appeal, but that decision is not up to me. I think what it tells us is what I've thought for a long time. We ought to be doing everything we can to encourage voting. So in other words, the long mantra from the liberal left, vote early, vote often. Honestly, and maybe, and I'm serious, maybe somebody can call 877-BOB-LIVE and explain to me why simple proof of who you are and that you are a citizen disenfranchises anybody who honestly wants to vote. Can somebody explain that to me? Because I don't get it. I really don't. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. But guess what? Science is actually being honored in some countries.